This is WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge. I'm Amy Jeffries. On June 26th, WRKF lost one of its founders, Lou Carter. He was also a radio personality with a capital P. 10 days before he died, Lou, at age 92, drove himself in his red car the few blocks from his house to the station to talk about his radio legacy. He came prepared with a 6-page-long narrative he'd emailed in advance. Around 1975, when the idea for WRKF was first being floated, Lou's friend Ralph Sims, a banker and former radio program director, looped him in.
He and I were good friends, and we lunched together every now and then. And he called me up, and he said, "I have just come from a meeting where they're talking about a possible public radio station for Baton Rouge."
The group behind the idea needed someone with radio management experience. Lou had already been running radio stations for 25 years, and at that point he was the general manager of WXOK, which is a story unto itself.
The WXOK was an all-black station with all-black announcers, with all-black personnel.
A first for the Baton Rouge airwaves.
Did you think that what you were doing was groundbreaking?
I felt what I was doing here was groundbreaking.
That is, starting a public radio station was groundbreaking. Lou was soon figuring out how much money it would take to get the new station on the air, and then went to work securing that $200,000. And he had to find a place to put a transmitter that could broadcast across the four parishes that then made up the Baton Rouge market, a market Lou said he had earlier had a hand in defining with a petition filed with the Federal Office of Management and Budget. Lou asked LSU to put the transmitter on a piece of their vacant land, but couldn't make a deal.
I can remember how disappointed I was. We were looking for a place to put a tower. And to cover a market our size, the tower had to be about 500 feet. And the most convenient piece of land that you could put it on is 1 acre. If you could get 1 acre somewhere, you can put the antenna upright, and then you have 3 anchors to hold it.
Despite LSU's refusal, Richard Kilborn, who was on staff at the law school, offered a slice of a 70-acre plot his family owned east of the city on Frenchtown Road.
And he said, "I can let you have 5 acres of that." Well, 5 acres was just fine.
The rent was $1 a year, and the station got named for the Richard Kilborn family, WRKF. It went on the air January 18, 1980. Lou, whose voice is now familiar to a generation of WRKF listeners, was supposed to stay behind the scenes. But on day two, the would-be Saturday morning DJ, who had the use of only one arm, declined the help of a volunteer to spin his records. And according to Lou, that was the end of Jim's Jam and the beginning of Music Makers.
4 hours long from 8 a.m. until 12 noon, and I played 1 hour of Dixieland, and then I played 3 hours of big band, and the big band would be divided into different vocalists, different instrumental bands.
Lou played selections from the vast collection he'd accumulated at the radio stations he'd managed in Vermont, Maryland, Georgia, North Carolina, Florida, and in Baton Rouge.
I had more records than you can believe possible.
In 2002, Lou gave the bulk of his collection, tens of thousands of 78s and LPs, to the Poincaré Historical Society. He kept 600 CDs for Sunday Baroque, and he recorded the best of his Dixieland and Big Band collection onto 512 mini-discs he continued to play Saturdays on For Old Time's Sake until this April. And that's what Lou said he was most proud of, supplying the Baton Rouge market with Big Band music for 35 years.
I brought programs and music to the community that it would never have heard otherwise.
Amy Jeffries, WRKF News.